A warning to consumers, watch out for bad eggs. Like actual bad eggs. The Ministry for Primary Industries has slapped a ban on a North Island egg farm, meaning it can't shift hens or eggs off the property after the farm tested positive for a nasty strain of Salmonella. Now, that's the bacteria that can cause diarrhea, vomiting and fever, and can be particularly serious for the elderly or frail and pregnant women. The Ministry says more than a dozen farms connected to one particular hatchery in Auckland have been identified as high risk following an investigation, but it can't specifically identify the eggs that could be of concern because they are marketed under multiple brands. Dr. Paul Danstead from New Zealand Food Safety has a crack at explaining.
The chickens on this farm layer hens, so they're producing eggs. At their end of their life, they may go into the meat chain or they might go into pet food or other avenues. But our real interest at this point in time is stopping the eggs moving on, but if making sure that, you know, if they were infected hens, they wouldn't go onto another farm and infect another farm.
Are there potentially eggs from this farm on supermarket shelves?
Look, we've done lots of testing of eggs and we haven't found any of the Salmonella in eggs. But our concern is that it's possible, it could be there, and it can actually grow and multiply, you know, in people's homes. So we're recommending that, you know, people refrigerate their eggs at home and you know, cook them thoroughly and so on. And also that general sort of food safety hygiene type stuff we would, you know, recommend in the home.
Appreciate that, but while you've put a no movement notice on this farm, have eggs from this property already gone to supermarket or shop shelves? Are they there and could people be buying them?
So look, there have been eggs moving from this farmer before the notice. They tend to move through the supply chain pretty quickly. So while there won't be any in the supply chain, it is possible that there are some of these eggs in people's homes. So what we're recommending is, you know, cook your eggs, refrigerate them if you've got them in the home, but also pay attention to the date marking. You know, don't keep eggs beyond their expiry date.
Why not just tell consumers what farm they've come from?
So if there is a farm or a product that's readily identifiable, you know, you've got a particular brand or a particular date, that kind of information we can and will provide to consumers, and we've got a list of those sorts of things on our website right now. In this particular case, the product isn't identified from this particular farm, so it's not particularly helpful information.
So the eggs feed into other brands, do they?
Yes, they do.
So is it a home brand or a supermarket particular brand?
So this particular farm supplies a number of brands.
Do you know how many, Paul?
No, I don't. Sorry, Amber.
So they could be everywhere.
So look, what we're putting out a general advice, right, because we found it on this particular farm. We've also found it on two other farms that have controls in place. While we haven't found it in a widespread sense, our concern is that, you know, it could potentially be out there. So we're putting controls on farms. We're putting controls, you know, sampling and testing and movement controls as well. But we think now's a good time to be providing information to consumers as well, you know, particularly if you've got immunocompromised or particularly young people, you know, pregnant, elderly and frail. There are things you can do to, you know, protect yourself in the home.
So there are two other farms that you identified issues with, right? Found the same kind of strain of Salmonella. Did you have notices put on those farms too, stopping movement?
Yes, so a couple of weeks ago we issued notices of directions on two other farms and that's already been reported publicly.
Are they owned by the same people, all three properties?
The farms in question are independent.
So they are three independent farms, not connected to each other in any way?
We initially have traced back product in March this year to one hatchery in Auckland. And so tracing back from there, we've been tracing forward, and that's how we've found these other farms.
Just to be clear, all of these properties are in some way connected.
All the properties we've found so far, we can trace back to the hatchery in North Auckland.
So, are you saying that birds from one hatchery have potentially spread the salmonella across multiple properties. Is that the working theory?
Our working assumption is that the hatchery in Auckland has had an infection, and those birds have moved to a number of different farms, and that's moved through the supply chain. That's what we're working on, and that's how we're tracing product.
So when you say through the supply chain, you're talking about 18 plus potential properties.
When we first traced back to the hatchery in Auckland, we traced forward to a total of 64 farms. There were 18 of those that were high risk because they were in the risk period, weren't doing sampling and testing of their own, and we were linked back to potentially infected flocks. So of those 18, we've put additional sampling and testing in place, and as a result of that sampling and testing, we put movement controls of two of them.
I'm not wanting to be alarmist, Paul, but you're talking about potentially, what, 100 thousands of chickens and goodness knows how many eggs here, aren't you?
Look, there are lots of chickens in New Zealand. At any given day, there will be
but
about 4 million.
But of the farms that you have identified as high risk, sorry to interrupt, but you have identified, you said, 18 farms as high risk. You have put non-movement notices on ones. You have indicated that they are all interconnected because of the transportation of the hens. So, you know, you could be what? Talking thousands of eggs and thousands of birds?
In New Zealand, we have about 170 layer farms. Of them, there were 64 that we initially looked at. There are 18 that are the highest priority, and we've put movement controls on two of them, and now we've put movement controls on a third farm. So it does seem to be relatively well contained, but we're going to continue investigating this. We're going to continue looking broader, but at this point in time, there are three farms under control.
So, again, how many chickens and how many eggs are we talking here?
So that would really be a question for the industry. Each farm is a legal entity, and we deal with them as the legal entities rather than the number of chickens and eggs, etc.
And that is Dr. Paul Danstead. Now, to recap with some egg pointers that will help you keep healthy, keep your eggs in the fridge. Cook them till the whites are firm and that the yolks have thickened. Now, wash your hands after handling them all the time. And don't use the ones with chicken poo or dirt on them. You need to wash them off first. And you know the ones with cracks in them? There always seems to be one in every packet. Don't eat that one. Throw it away. And don't eat them raw. If you are frail or ill, don't feed them to anyone under the age of 2.